My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. You can find Dave and the CBS Fantasy crew on their YouTube channel, Fantasy Football Today. New episodes stream live almost every morning, even in the dead of the offseason. You can search for FFT CBS on YouTube to find them, like, and subscribe today. It's absolutely free. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
I thought I punched him. I put him on. Oh, you know what? I messed up. There he is.
Hey, good. Buddy.
Hey,
Dave! Sorry. What is up, my friend? Good to hear from you,
Big Dave.
Good to hear. Are you guys ready for your drafts this weekend?
I think I'm ready. I had two last night, Dave. This may tilt you because I know that you're not as high on this guy as I clearly am. I think I have a Devin Achan problem. I drafted him twice in the second round, both times last night. I just can't get away from the guy and his explosiveness. I know that he's competing with Raheem Mostert. Also, the Dolphins drafted Jalen Wright. There's some competition there, and he's not the most durable guy, but he's super explosive, and I just couldn't get away.
So he's one of those guys where if he hits and he plays at a high level every single week, it's almost like you stole him from the rest of your league because he's got top five type potential. We saw so many games from him last year when he put up huge numbers, but a lot of those games were blowouts.
Yeah.
So some of them were, like, remember that game where the Dolphins won, like, by 50 points over the Broncos?
Yeah.
And then there's the game they won big over the Commanders. He had a lot of work after the game was in hand in both of those games. This is more for the listeners than it is for you, Cakes, but I've been to Dolphins practice four times this summer, and all four times Raheem Mostert was the first running back up. All four times Raheem Mostert was working with the two-minute offense. All four times Raheem Mostert was basically the number 1A, and Achan was the 1B. I even saw Achan returning a kickoff at one point. And at no point did I see Devon Achan make, like, he made handfuls of amazing plays, but it wasn't like every single play, oh my gosh, this guy's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see Jalen Wright flash. And I know that Mike McDaniel likes to use multiple running backs every week, rain or shine. Okay, he doesn't have a Christian McCaffrey. So until that really changes, I can't buy into Achan as a second-round pick.
So, Dave, last week we talked a little bit about CeeDee Lamb. His contract situation is resolved. I see you have him, I don't know if this is updated, but you have him seventh as the second wide receiver after Tyreek Hill.
I do not. He is my top wide receiver.
Oh, he's number one now.
On the site.
Okay, so it's good that we brought him up. And where does Ayuk fall now?
He's fallen into round four, and there is a lot of uncertainty about what we do with Brandon Ayuk moving forward. Now you're making me double check my rankings because of Lamb. Look, Ayuk, we don't know if he's even going to play week one.
Mm.
The fact that the report saying that he's been medically cleared, that sounds like the Niners trying to force the issue and say, hey, bud, you can play for us now. You need to come back. You are you know, under contract theoretically. We'll see where this goes, but I can't be as confident in him being a week in, week out must start fantasy receiver as I would be with somebody like Jamar Chase or certainly Lamb, especially now that Lamb signed. We can count on that now. There's just some uncertainty there. And then anytime there's uncertainty, combined with the fact that a player needs to practice before the season starts, Brandon Ayuk is not going to be able to go all of August and then show up week one against the Jets and be like, all right, I'm ready let's go.
Right.
And then be himself. Right. He can't do that. Josh Jacobs tried to do that last year, and it's a different position. But Jacobs was miserable. And so I think that there's some significant risk right now with Brandon Ayuk. The best way to fix that is for him to get back at practice ASAP, and then he can be a reliable fantasy option. So you can look at this one of two ways. If you're getting him in round four, yes, it's a risk, but there's a dip that you're buying. It's like when a stock falls and then you buy the stock and it goes back up. That's a possibility too, because we don't know. Any day now he could sign, everything's good in San Francisco, and he's back to being one of the top targets for Brock Purdy.
Sticking with receivers, I got Garrett in a Superflex league. I had Hurts and I took Dak, so those are my two quarterbacks in Superflex. But Garrett Wilson was my top receiver that I drafted, Dave. And I got to think, you know, he had 95 catches last year. He didn't have a ton of touchdowns, but that's because of who was throwing to him. Where are you projecting Wilson's numbers? I mean, 95 catches is a lot of catches with a bum quarterback situation. And if Rodgers can stay healthy, what are you projecting Garrett Wilson's numbers for catches and yards and touchdowns with Rodgers?
Well, let's start with this, and your imagination will run wild, Bish, but 10 targets a game. So 10 times a game, Aaron Rodgers theoretically will throw to him. And I think he's got a good chance to catch a majority of those because, from all accounts, Rodgers still has it as far as throwing the football. And the Jets did a really diligent job this offseason improving their offensive line. They really want to protect Aaron Rodgers and get him for more than four snaps. And so if he's catching eight passes a game, and there will be some games where he's even in 10, 11 catch territory, then the numbers will just improve, and his efficiency should improve because he's getting throws that are just much better than what he got from Zach Wilson last year and whoever else was. Trevor Siemian was throwing to him at some point. And then here's the best part. Even the backup quarterback in New York, it's Tyrod Taylor. Listen, man, Tyrod Taylor's not the end-all, be-all of quarterbacks, but he's competent. And he'll have the common sense to keep throwing at Garrett Wilson, too. So even if something happens to Aaron Rodgers, I think that there's still good production, certainly better than what we saw last year, from Garrett Wilson, who didn't even average 15 points per game despite those 95 catches. That's really hard to believe. I imagine that we're going to see a career year for Garrett Wilson. I think he's worth that first-round pick.
Wow.
Dave, what do you think about two under-the-radar running backs who could have and should have big roles, at least early in this 2024 season? Chuba Hubbard in Carolina and Jerome Ford in Cleveland.
So we've been talking about Chuba since May on our podcast. So he might be a new name to some people who are listening to the show, but we've been talking about him on our podcast since May because we knew that Jonathan Brooks wasn't going to be ready to go to start the season. And now that he's on the NFI list for the first four games, and they're talking about ramping him up once he comes off that list, it's almost like this is a semi-redshirt year for Jonathan Brooks. And he might make some contributions in the back half of the season, but the first half of the season, it's going to be Chuba Hubbard leading the way for Carolina. And I know the Panthers' offense, it was miserable last year. Bad offensive line, bad scheme. Guess what? Chuba Hubbard started 12 games. He averaged over 12 PPR points per game. He was on a 1,300-yard pace last year when he was the starter for Carolina. Now the offensive line's better. Now the play caller is improved. It's Dave Canales, and he is a one-running back type of guy. I suspect that we're going to see a lot of Chuba Hubbard playing three downs in the early portion of the year, and Miles Sanders just kind of spelling him from time to time. I hope I'm right on that, but that's what I think is going to happen. And that makes Chuba Hubbard just an unbelievable bargain. His average draft position is like round 10. I think he's a round 8 pick, and he's especially worth taking if you only take one running back, or maybe even zero running backs, with your first four, five, or six picks in your draft. You can get Chuba Hubbard in that round 8 range, and bang, you've got a starter right for the beginning of the season and someone that can help carry you through at least four games, if not six or seven games. As for Jerome Ford, it's the exact same thing. I actually like Hubbard better than Ford because I think the Browns are going to throw a little bit more than they have in the past. And Ford was okay last year, But I think he's going to share. And I think the Browns, based on what they've done this offseason, that's a tell that they want to throw the ball more than they did last year and try and maximize what Deshaun Watson can do. Hopefully his shoulder cooperates. But Ford is somebody that I'm taking after Chuba Hubbard, but they're both in that round 8 and round 9 range.
Talking to Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. So last week, Dave, we also talked to you a little bit about what you saw on the practice field from Jaden Daniels during that inner squad with the Miami Dolphins. They add Noah Brown yesterday. I'm wondering, do you like any of the receivers they have not named Terry McLaurin?
I do, but it's not a wide receiver.
Oh, I know who you like. I know who you're going to name.
It's Eck.
Yep.
It is Zach Ertz.
Yeah,
he's
in your sleeper column. I saw that.
Right. Yep. So you know this. I try and come up with one name every summer. That this is my sleeper of the year. This is the guy that you draft with a late pick, mm-hmm. and he's going to outperform that production or that value, I should say. Last year was Jalen Warren. This year it's Josh Palmer of the Chargers. I think that wide receiver has a chance to have a monster season as the number one guy in L.A. It was almost Ertz. Because I just don't buy into Brown, either Noah or Deami, or Luke McCaffrey being a consistent number two target for Jaden Daniels. And from all accounts at practice, and Ertz didn't practice when I was there, but from all accounts and all the other Commanders' practices, he and Daniels have been on the same page all summer long. And Ertz is not explosive, and that's kind of part of the problem. But he is a good route runner. He's got really good hands, clearly good experience. No team is going to double team him. And with the speed that they have on that offense, I think Ertz is going to see a lot of short throws on a consistent basis from Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. And that makes me moderately excited to draft him with a late round pick. I prefer to take him if I just totally whiff on tight end in my draft. Say the first 10 tight ends go off the board, I just don't get the chance to take any of them. That's when I start looking Ertz's way, and I might take him with T.J. Hockenson, who's also not going to play the first four games of the season, but right. when he comes back, he could end up being pretty good for Minnesota. But for the time being, Zach Ertz can be somebody that maybe can get me 10 to 15 PPR points per week, depending on whether or not he scores a touchdown.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about tight ends. And what's going on with Brock Bowers? They're being very quiet about his foot injury. They're saying it's unspecified, but he hasn't played since the first preseason game. He hasn't been practicing. They didn't put him on PUP, but I'm just wondering how serious it is. I guess he's not going to play in week one, but is he still worthy draft pick at tight end?
It's something that you do have to monitor, but the idea of drafting Brock Bowers isn't just to use him right away in week one. It's to have somebody of that caliber of talent on your team and hope that he breaks out as a rookie. I'm a huge fan of his talent, just as everybody is who watched him play at Georgia. The versatility that the Raiders have seemed to recognize that he brings to the field is a huge plus that makes him a little bit different than your typical tight end. And if they're just being smart about it, Bish, and they're just saying, well, we're just going to, you know, keep him in bubble wrap and not really put him out there. He knows what he's supposed to do. I know that he impressed them from the early stages of training camp. Mm-hmm. And I think he's got a shot to be their number two target getter behind Davante Adams this year, especially when you think about Gardner Minshew and how last year especially, man, he kept his throws short in Indianapolis. And this is going to be a good short area target for him. And unlike Zach Ertz, I think we can see Brock Bowers make some serious plays after the catch. And I think Bowers is going to be involved. I think he's going to have his own package at the goal line this year for Las Vegas. So he's a candidate. If he's healthy, if his foot's okay, we're talking maybe 8 touchdowns as a rookie. It could be that high. And you're drafting him. I mean, I'll look and see where I've got him right now in my rankings. I'm very bullish on him.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to take him somewhere around pick 90. But you might be able to get him 10, 15 picks later than that, and that would be round 9 into round 10. Let that injury tag scare other people off, but not you, even if you have to use a different tight end, like maybe Zach Ertz in week number 1.
Yeah, I took him. I did draft Bowers, and I drafted Hockenson, but Hockenson's going to be out for a month, but I can't stash him. So I got to either drop Hockenson and pick up Ertz, or you know, just kind of keep him, and hopefully Bowers doesn't get hurt.
And then the move that you do there is just identify the tight end that you want, whether it's Ertz or somebody else, and then the day before week one starts, drop Hockenson, so that way you've got a chance to pick him up on waivers
right
after week one.
D, Dave, we got to run, but next week it's the real thing. We'll take listener calls for lineup advice. It's finally here. We're a week away.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I love it, guys. Don't forget to draft Josh Palmer in round 9 in your leagues this weekend.
That's your guy.
Done.
There you go.
Dave, thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, guys.
Yep, that's Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com.
It's kind of amazing how he's so dialed into fantasy that he just like knows, okay, round 9, appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
He knows where every guy goes, where they should be picked, when they're being overpicked or underpicked. Like it's his business.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows those things, as he should. Coming up at 8:40, we'll be joined on the show by Armin Gitayan, longtime author. He's now the co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. That's coming up at 8:40.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.